I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Smoke was seen rising on Sunday in southern Lebanon near the border with Israel as audio of missiles exploding were heard. Israel has, in recent days, hit Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon in ways it could not imagine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address on Sunday.
Another Iranian terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, attacked Israel completely unprovoked. They fired missiles and rockets into our cities. They made 60,000 Israelis leave their homes along the Lebanon's border.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire into Sunday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out the most intense bombardment in almost a year of conflict across Lebanon's south and Hezbollah firing over 100 rockets deep into northern Israel.
No country can accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. We can't accept it either. We will take whatever action is necessary to restore security and to bring our people safe back to their homes.
The Israeli military said it struck around 290 targets on Saturday, including thousands of Hezbollah rocket launcher barrels, and said it would continue to hit more targets. That came after an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday killed at least 37 people, including one of Hezbollah's top leaders, as well as women and children. Germans in the state of Brandenburg were voting in a regional election on Sunday. The far-right alternative for Germany is expected to finish first, building on successes in other eastern states and beating Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats in one of their traditional strongholds. The AfD became the first far-right party to win a state election in Germany since World War II in Thuringia on September 1st. Polls close in Brandenburg at 6 p.m. local time, and the first exit polls and preliminary projections will be announced as soon as voting ends. This is VOA News. Marxist-leaning Anura Kumaradesanayake is leading Sri Lanka's presidential election with more than half the votes counted on Sunday for the chance to lead the heavily indebted nation's fragile economic recovery. Election officials say Desanayake had 40% of the votes at the halfway mark of the vote count, ahead of opposition leader Sajith Premadasa with 33%. A national committee member of the National People's Power is confident Desanayake will prevail.
We are really still expecting the results because it has to be declared officially by the election commission. But it's common sense, and we have a lot of details, information that our party leader, our candidate, AKD, will be victorious in these presidential elections.
For the first time in Sri Lanka's history, a second presidential vote count has been called, as no candidate has won more than 50% of the votes. In Sri Lanka, if no candidate wins 50%, the second round of counting determines the winner using preferential votes. Final results are expected later on Sunday. Russian forces struck multiple high-rise apartment blocks in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Saturday evening, injuring at least 21 people, including three minors, the regional governor said Sunday. Russia also launched 80 drones and two missiles at Ukraine overnight into Sunday, the Ukrainian Air Force said. Ukrainian air defense shot down 71 drones, and another six were lost on location due to electronic warfare countermeasures, the statement said. Kharkiv is located 30 kilometers from the Russian border and has been a frequent target of Moscow's attacks since the Kremlin's troops launched their February 2022 full-scale invasion. The French presidential palace has unveiled a new center-right government more than 2 months after elections that produced a hung parliament. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A left-wing coalition secured the most seats in the June-July parliamentary elections but failed to win a majority. Student groups and activists from the hard-left France en Bas party held protests around the country Saturday against a government they say rejects the voters' will. President Emmanuel Macron named conservative Michel Barnier as prime minister earlier in the month, even though Barnier's Republicans' party had a poor showing in the elections, and Barnier put together the government after difficult negotiations. Macron approved, and it was announced at the presidential palace. Marine Le Pen's far-right anti-immigration party National Rally has no seats in Barnier's government, but has enough votes in parliament to bring it down. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A methane gas explosion in a coal mine in Iran's South Khorasan province at 9 p.m. on Saturday killed at least 51 people and injured 20, Iran state media said. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.